Hello, everyone. Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning here, about 11 o'clock in the morning, and it's a nice calm day today. How are you doing? Sometimes we might forget to check in with ourselves. Our mind can take control and start running along without our even giving it permission, it seems. So take this moment and stop with yourself and ask yourself, how am I doing? We come to this meditation time to improve our focus. And that is to say, to choose our focus. Sometimes, like how the brain tends to run along on its own thought patterns, almost as if they're just old loops playing over and over, we don't realize that we can interrupt that old recording and literally choose a new one. And as we continue to do this, it doesn't take very long before we've replaced the old with the new. And you might say, yes, but then the new one will become old in just a couple weeks. And isn't that true? And that is what recreation is all about. The same word that is recreation. So I invite you to this recreational activity of meditation, consideration, contemplation. How are you? As we pull our awareness from outward things, from the world, from whatever dramas might be in that world of yours right now, in that world of mine, and we begin to pull our awareness into the inner sanctum, it becomes quickly apparent that nothing is actually wrong. There's nothing to worry about, and there's nothing to fear when we are fully present. How are you in this moment? And how about now? And now? So our life can become one big now moment where we let go of concern and worry and instead lay hold of our inherent, rich, divine power to create. And so we call in our spiritual guidance, our higher mind, our angels, our way showers, and the deepest truth that lives within us even now. You there, me here, and as the presence of divine life everywhere. It perhaps gives a new contemplation to God as omnipresence. And I don't know about you, but for me, it almost always brings me to the preciousness of the breath. So as we move towards deeper consideration of this time of meditation together, let's focus, how are you, a little bit more centered or, well, let's just begin with physicalness. How are you physically? And no matter what condition you estimate your outward body to be, your skin and bones and all the materialness of your being, try to feel it from the inside. Let the kinks and whatever stiffness and whatever you perceive to be problems with your body, let them be there fully and see if you can actually embrace these issues. For me, doing a lot of hiking lately, the right side of my body from my hip all the way down to my foot is a little clogged up today, a little sore, a little tweaked. So instead I look at how it got that way, tromping through the woods, or maybe it was just how I slept. Whatever it is, grateful for the awareness of our being. So whatever it is for you and your physical body, join me in bringing some gratitude to that. Even if some part of your body doesn't work like you'd like it to, and it may never again, we say thank you for your many years of service. Thank you for the beauty to get to know all the things that we've done together. And so we love ourselves as we are. And in that love and that appreciation, we begin to recognize detachment in the most healthy way. And now we take the same focus and we look deeper beyond the hardness and the materialness of our bodies, the grossness, the matter, and feel the buzz of life in you. I recognize it as vibration. What does it feel like for you in the space between your cells, in the space between your bones? What does it feel like for you? And then bring that same practice of gratitude that you get to know this life. And then even beyond this, we bring the awareness now to the imagination center, to the point between the eyebrows, to the Christ consciousness, where we literally observe the Christ presence as life, even beyond the buzzing, even beyond the body, is this presence of pure being. Here, gratitude comes of its own accord as pure joy. Here, we begin to intuit or sense or feel or know, to realize that we are the eternal energy of divine life. And this energy can easily get attached to things. And as we climb the ladder of higher consciousness, we literally climb away from that attachment to things and ascend into this presence of pure being. And we begin to see that our attachment to the stuff around us, impedes us from knowing the bliss and joy of divine presence in our lives here and now. So I invite you to take a moment to consider what it is that you are most attached to. Maybe it's a cup that was a gift that is in your cupboard. Maybe you use it and maybe you don't. Maybe it was a gift from someone precious or just something that means a lot to you. And now I want to invite you to break the cup. Just take it out and throw it onto the ground and watch it shatter. On the surface, it may seem like such an unlovely thing to do. But then notice on the other side of it, the freedom that comes without having to worry about it. And now we do the same thing with whatever else in our life brings us great fear at the thought of losing. And we put it into God's sacred fire for God's sacred feast. We give it away, we destroy it, and we detach from it so that we may be free of it. And the wonderful thing is that maybe when you open your eyes and go back to your life as a physical being, maybe that thing will still be there, and maybe it won't. But the charge for you is gone. The fear of losing it is gone, because you have already surrendered it. And now a beautiful thought arises. That of all the things that we dream that we possess, none belong to us. Not our bodies, not our homes, not our possessions, nor our animals, our children. None of it is actually ours. What freedom that thought brings. Past the fear. And so instead of possessing, we are now merely caretakers. And so we care for these things, knowing that somewhere, somehow, they will come into the possession of another. And so we willingly give them ahead of time so that we don't suffer the pain of attachment. Not because we're trying to avoid pain, but because it impedes us from knowing that we are divine beings. It also impedes us from realizing our true inheritance, which is a treasure so far beyond what my smaller mind believes it needs to be okay, that I cannot fathom it until I am in it. And so we leave the worldly, the material, and we ascend into our own divine kingdom, which is even within us right now. Feel the thrill of that within yourself. The thrill of giving it away, giving it up and surrendering. Lord, take my stuff, take my body. I don't care, as long as I can be with you in the kingdom of heaven eternally. And so we bring that keen focus to the Christ Center. And we gaze upon truth, pure, unfettered truth. I am the Christ, pure and innocent. All is forgiven and released. You are the Christ, pure and innocent. All is forgiven and released. And now I invite you to gaze with me upon this Christ presence as our very life force, and share in its beauty and its unlimited joy. And now we look within ourselves and we ask again, how are you? And perhaps we are feeling from a new place now, a different place, a deeper place, and a more pure place. What part of this will you bring to your world today? What part of this will you remember when you feel yourself beginning to forget? As a light worker, you have come to this planet for a divine purpose. It is no accident that you are here now in the midst of such great turmoil and such great opportunity. So from this new vantage point, from the inner gaze, what will I bring to this world as a steward, as a caretaker, and in my divine mission? Never underestimate the power of one true kind gesture, even a smile. And how you can smile with your eyes when they are alive with this divine joy. And so in all that we do, we realize now that we have a choice of how we will be. All right, now notice your breath. If you can, breathe in through your nostrils and out, same way if you can. And now begin to use your diaphragm to breathe a little bit deeper. Belly breaths now, as if you were drawing in divine life substance right into your very lungs and into your very belly. And then breathing out. When you think you're done exhaling, use your diaphragm to press even more air out of the lungs. And then gently pulling in an even deeper breath again. And then releasing when you're ready, the same way, breathing out. At the bottom, pressing out more air with the diaphragm. And then breathing even deeper again. This time as your belly fills up, see if you can also extend it into the ribs, up a little bit higher. Very good. And then as you exhale, let that all melt away. Nice and gentle exhale. And still as you come to the bottom, exhale as if you were pulling your navel towards your spine, pressing the air out of your precious lungs. And another breath. This time, same thing. Use your diaphragm to draw it into the belly, into the middle ribs, and now all the way up to the collarbone, filling your beautiful lungs all the way up. And then letting it gently descend. We're just going to do one more after you press all the air out. Begin again, inhaling, drawing it into the belly. Middle ribs expand all the way to the tops of the collarbones. This time, open mouth. And then gently release back to normal. Today we bring the hands up now to the heart center in Anjali Mudra, which is prayer pose. Just gently hands touch together. Maybe the thumbs are resting upon your sternum. Crown is lifted. Gaze is at the Christ center. Instead of words for prayer today, we use energy. We connect to one another. And then to the whole planet, literally, the Mother Earth, all of the creatures, every plant, every tree, every last drop of water. We see it within our very being. And we know that we are part of a great whole. Thank you, God, for this sacred time, for this ancient awareness. Thank you for letting me know, for letting us know that we are divine, eternal beings right here and right now. And so it is. Amen.